It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A decision by the Colorado Supreme Court has sent political groups scrambling in their efforts to put questions on the ballot in November. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state's high court ruled that ballot initiatives must collect signatures in person. The decision on Wednesday reversed an order by Governor Jared Polis that had briefly allowed the groups to canvass by email and mail during the pandemic. That could mean trouble for campaigns that now have just weeks to collect signatures the old-fashioned way, which could get expensive. After the court decision, advocates for a progressive tax increase had to throw away hundreds of signatures. Here's Scott Wasserman, a leader of the campaign.
This is still doable. It will be a huge lift. I think voters want this option on the ballot, and I think we owe it to them to have it on the ballot in November.
The campaign will turn to its volunteers and paid circulators as it races to the finish. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A new state law requires that eggs produced and sold in Colorado must come from cage-free facilities. The law will be fully implemented by 2024 and requires more space per bird and things like dust bathing, perching, and laying eggs in a nest. Josh Balk is the vice president of Farm Animal Protection for the Humane Society of the United States. He says Colorado's new law is a big step toward creating a more humane farm system.
The producers have already publicly stated that they not only support this law because it's reflecting of consumer movement to cage-free, but it outlines a time frame and a standard that they already have pledged to agree with.
Colorado follows similar cage-free laws in Michigan, Oregon, Washington, Massachusetts, and California. Colorado's business leaders are feeling more optimistic, according to new research from CU Boulder. A recent survey shows they expect higher sales and profits. In the last financial quarter, the business community expressed record-breaking pessimism as shutdowns from the pandemic took a toll. Brian Lewandowski is an economist at CU's Leeds School of Business.
It does certainly feel like we have bounced off the bottom, and while there's a ways to go before we recover, we're sort of on that road to recover.
The survey found that companies are still holding back on hiring and investing in their businesses. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.